A frolic strange I'll to you tell the like you ne'er did hear. A vintener at Westminster, as it will plain appear. A handsome servant may did keep, which makes him now to rue. For by mistake his head was horned, this story it is true. This beauteous maid inflamed a spark, both comely, rich, and gay, who her in vain solicited with him to go astray, and offered her great store of gold, but all that would not do. She would not yield to lawless love, this story it is true, which he perceiving was the more desirous of his will, and many ways he cast about his purpose to fulfill. At length he thought her master might oblige her to come to, though by it he did horn his head, this story it is true. To him he then revealed his mind with promises of wealth, if that he could his maid persuade to yield him love by stealth. After some pause and gold in hand, he undertook to do the thing that after horned his pate, the story it is true. Then kindly to his maid he spoke, and often on her smiled, that she the better by such means might quickly be beguiled. Watching his time he undertakes, then for himself to woo, by which design he horned his pate, this story it is true. At first she mighty strange did seem, as coy could be, but after many tempting words she seemed to agree. But what he did it was resolved, in darkness he should do, and there, alas, he horned was, the story it is true. For whilst he to the gallant went to tell him how he sped, the crafty lass her mistress told what proffers he had made, who highly did commend her sort, and undertook to do the thing which horned her husband's head, the story it is true. The room appointed private was, and made exceeding dark, when at the hour appointed came the overjoyful spark, his long-wished joys for to possess, and pleasure to pursue. But by mistake the vintner horned, the story it is true. For why the mistress was conveyed upon the bed there placed, and feigned the virgin's voice so well that kindly he embraced his supposed lovely charmer fast, and sport did oft renew. He bravely horned the vintner's head, the story it is true. Whilst in one corner of the room the virgin she did stand, and heard what passed, the vintner eke was ready there at hand, to keep the door but little thought what after he did rue, which was the horning of his pate, the story it is true. For why, with oft embraces tired, at last they taking rest, the lady who had sported long herself in words expressed, I plainly see, said she aloud, you if you list can do, The feats of love, though not with me, the story it is true. I find you can, ungrateful man, see how you are deceived. You thought your maid was in your arms when you so closely cleaved. But you're mistaken, it is plain, at this the gallant knew, that he, the vintner, horned had, the story it is true. When between pleased and vexed, he called him straightway in to see how he had finely fooled himself in such a high degree. At which Hornad he cursed and swore, and much distracted grew. Because he by mistake was horned, the story it is true. But seeing that his horns were tipped, he rested satisfied, and pocketed them instantly, his infamy to hide, and vowed he never more procure whatever he did do, since by his own procurement horns upon his forehead grew. A frolic strange I'll to you tell the like you ne'er did hear, a vintner at Westminster, as it will plain appear. A handsome servant maid did keep, which makes him now to rue. For by mistake his head was horned, this story it is true. This beauteous maid inflamed a spark, both comely, rich, and gay, who her in vain solicited with him to go astray, and offered her great store of gold, but all that would not do. She would not yield to lawless love, this story it is true.